In the words of the rabbis, the ark was noseh et nosav. It carried those that carried it. With the ark upon them, the Levites felt no weight at all. In a certain sense, it made them weightless. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, Episode 64, Bearing What Is Not a Burden. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10-Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
The wonderful daily email sent out by Mosaic provided a link to an inspiring article on the Jewish News Service site. The story describes an unusual and incredible form of gear that is now being borne by some members of the Israeli Defense Forces. The headline reads, IDF unveils portable Torah scrolls for field conditions. The object comes encased in a weatherproof holy ark that has shoulder straps and can function as a podium on which to read scripture, end quote. A picture appended to the story reveals a tiny Torah inside what the article calls a quote-unquote portable holy ark that is meant to be carried by rabbis serving in the IDF. The ark knapsack, we are told, can also, quote, be converted into a small podium or bima for reading scripture. And the article continues, the rabbinate developed the gadget for use in field and combat conditions in connection with the outbreak of war on October 7, 2023, the news site Srugim reported on Sunday. When it comes to transporting a Torah scroll, an ark is necessary to prevent damage from humidity, said Colonel Rabbi Shoham Orkabi, the head of the operational department of the military rabbinate, according to the report. As soon as I read this story, I realized that it was the perfect piece with which to introduce our mitzvah for the day. Listed by Maimonides as the 34th positive commandment in his listing of the mitzvot. We had made mention in a previous episode of the obligation of ensuring that the poles appended to the Ark of the Covenant never be removed. For Maimonides, there is another obligation affiliated with this Ark of the Covenant. The obligation with which the poles find their purpose. And that is, unlike much of the other affiliated accoutrement of the tabernacle, the ark must never be transported in a wagon. It must always be borne on one's shoulders. But who precisely is charged with bearing the Ark of the Covenant? Here is where it gets a bit complex. The Torah tells us explicitly that it was the Levitic family of Kehat that was to bear the ark through Israel's journey in the desert. Yet, when Joshua and Israel actually enter the land by crossing and splitting the Jordan, there it seems that the Kohanim, the priests, are the ones making use of the poles of the ark in order to carry it across the river, or rather, in order to actually bring about the splitting of the river itself. Thus we are told in chapter 3 of the book of Joshua, behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is to pass over before you into the Jordan. Now therefore take 12 men from the tribes of Israel, for each tribe a man. And when the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be stopped from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap. According to Maimonides, the duty of bearing the ark was transferred after the 40 years in the desert to the priesthood, and it bears mentioning that the priests were themselves descendants of Aaron, who was in turn part of the Levitic family of Kehat, which had been charged with the original obligation. At the same time, as commentators note, Maimonides' view is difficult to reconcile with a passage in Chronicles in which Josiah speaks to the Levites, who it seems were still carrying the ark. As read by at least one opinion in the Talmud, Josiah speaks in a moment when he is preparing for the ark to be hidden as the possible destruction of the temple looms large. The passage about Josiah reads as follows. And he said to the Levites who taught all Israel and who were holy to the Lord, put the holy ark in the house which Solomon the son of David, king of Israel, built. You need no longer carry it upon your shoulders. Now serve the Lord your God and his people Israel. Prepare yourselves according to your father's houses by your divisions, following the directions of David, king of Israel, and the directions of Solomon his son, and stand in the holy place according to the groupings of the father's houses of your brethren, the lay people, and let there be for each a part of a father's house of the Levites. End quote. Here Josiah seems to speak to the Levites in general, not only to the priests. Whomever is charged with bearing the ark, the larger meaning of the instruction seems clear. The sanctity of the ark reflects the sanctity of God's covenant for which it is named, the covenant embodied by the tablets containing the Ten Commandments that rested inside the very same ark. Carrying the ark on shoulders rather than in a wagon was a means by which appropriate dignity and care was given to such a sacred symbol of the bond of love between the Almighty and his covenantal people. But more can be added, for the Talmud strikingly states that the Levites and the priests bearing the ark did not feel the weight of it at all. In the words of the rabbis, the ark was noseh et nosav, it carried those that carried it. With the ark upon them, the Levites felt no weight at all. In a certain sense, it made them weightless, or at least it elevated them as they elevated the ark. The larger meaning of this teaching is that for those that bore the ark, the bearing was not a burden at all. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks has noted, the Hebrew word avodah can be rendered in two ways, as servitude or as service. In Egypt, we engaged in avodah, servitude, when we were enslaved by Pharaoh. At Sinai, as a nation of royal priests, we were dedicated to avodah, service of God, just as the priesthood would soon after be sanctified for avodah, service in the sacred. The description of the bearing of the ark is meant as a reminder that for Jews, the Torah, the covenant, is never a burden. We bear it, but we experience it as a privilege and as the source of our greatest joy. What better illustration could there be of the role that the Torah plays in our lives than the image of a Jewish army in the midst of the most strenuous conditions, taking pains to bear the Torah with them and ensuring that it is honored as they do so. Yehuda Avner, in his memoir, describes how Menachem Begin, after hearing of the success of the Osirak operation, instinctively exclaimed something to the effect of, "Thank God Israel has pilots like this." We, in turn, can thank God that Israel has an army like this, with Torahs and portable arks that recall the ancestors of the Jewish people so many centuries ago, linking story to story in a way that is an incredible inspiration to all of us. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.